Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, expect a clear and mild night across Israel. In Jerusalem, the evening remains comfortably cool. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle sea breeze, while Haifa feels the warmth of the Mediterranean. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, just in, Hamas is attempting to bring Gaza into the negotiation table between Iran and the U.S., inspired by progress in their talks regarding Lebanon. Also, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel warns Iran is covertly shifting its terror focus to the West Bank, using Turkey, crypto funding, and weapons smuggling. Also this hour, Times of Israel reports police have found a possible terror tunnel running from the West Bank toward Jerusalem and arrested two individuals in connection. Separately, the Jerusalem Post details that Prime Minister Netanyahu faced heckling during a combat officer graduation ceremony, with some attendees shouting for him to go home. And finally, from JTA, protests over Jared Kushner's Albania resort grow, revealing anti-Semitic messages in a country historically known for rescuing Jews during the Holocaust. From X, the latest. Al Arabiya English, coming in just minutes ago, shares that George Papadopoulos, a former Trump foreign policy advisor, argues the U.S. and its allies have achieved their major goals in the conflict with Iran. Belaz News posts that Vice President J.D. Vance mentioned today a significant breakthrough from the Switzerland talks, where a direct U.S.-Iran military communication channel was agreed upon to prevent future escalation. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, reports Italy and France will support Lebanon through a new coalition once UNIFIL's mandate expires, following a meeting between leaders Meloni and Macron. Now for more on those stories, starting with the report from Walla. Hamas is drawing inspiration from Iran-US talks on Lebanon, aiming to leverage similar negotiations for Gaza. This move could alter regional dynamics. Depending on how these negotiations unfold and whether they bring tangible results for Gaza's situation. Turning to the Ynet report, security officials express concern over Iran's shifting focus to the West Bank, rebuilding terror networks through unconventional means like crypto and smuggling. This development poses a complex challenge for the IDF as they seek to maintain security and stability in the region. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights a significant security breach with the discovery of a possible terror tunnel toward Jerusalem. The arrest of one Palestinian and one East Jerusalem man raises serious questions about the tunnel's intended use and potential threats it could pose. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports on the tense atmosphere at a graduation ceremony where Netanyahu faced heckling. The mixed reactions highlight the polarized political climate in Israel, reflecting broader societal divisions. Finally, JTA covers the growing protests over Jared Kushner's resort in Albania, which have been marred by anti-Semitic rhetoric. This situation underscores the persistent challenges of combating anti-Semitism in regions with historical ties to Jewish communities. On the economic front, first, from Globes, earlier today, Stratos Ventures has raised $50 million to invest in young Israeli defense tech companies with notable partners from former senior U.S. security personnel. Separately, according to Ynet Business, Elon Musk's net worth has dropped below $1 trillion due to stock declines in SpaceX and Tesla amid broader economic concerns. And finally, CTech reports that Daniel Juzidman, a Jewish-Mexican multimillionaire at 91, reflects on mortality and philanthropy, choosing to donate most of his fortune. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.